Once again, multiple points to connect, among which there is one more important, which will be the topic for today's episode, and several points with the links to them will represent the future topics. I'll refer to them without explaining them in details. So, vaccination, the JQ, Alan Dershowitz, constitutionalism, the perversion of your criminal, the perversion of your laws, the perversion of the laws of your society by the society of attorneys and lawyers and such people. They pertain to JQ, and they created a very, very perverted reading of your laws. Alan Dershowitz just claimed that you do not have constitutional right to refuse forceful injections of vaccines. Why? Because there is no vaccines mentioned in Constitution. Imagine that. They, triple parenthesis, Dershowitz, Feinsteins, Steinbergs, they managed to, over the course of decades, maybe a century, completely eradicate the spirit of the law and replace it with the letter of the law. And nobody noticed, and nobody gives a damn about it. We are stupid people. We are really, really, really stupid. Because I cannot imagine how can we remain silent and neutral, inert, about this thing, about this, the perversion of the very foundation of our life, of our ethics, our normalcy of interactions between people, and specifically between the people and the government, the perversion of such depth does not bother anyone. Well, I digressed again to my favorite topic, which is people ignore fundamentals. People are always swamped by minutia. People are attracted to bloody incidents, ignoring the causes, the systemic causes of these incidents, which are boring. A couple commas in the laws, or some philosophical matters as to how do we interpret laws, how should we read our constitution. It's boring. Blood beatings, shootings, that's not boring. That's people are happy to read about and watch news about and interpret. But nobody is trying to interpret things that are foundational for our understanding of life and the society in which we live. So, end of digression. So, Alan Dershowitz claimed absolute atrocity with straight face. You do not have constitutional right to your bodily autonomy, because if a particular way of violating your bodily autonomy is not explicitly written in the Constitution, therefore, this particular way, this very, very specific way of violating your bodily autonomy is permitted by the Constitution. That's his point. Wow. Wow. And it sparked associative neurons in my head, And I started to think about vaccination as a process, as a system, as a social, not event, not social event, as a phenomena existing in human population. What is the biological, medicinal role in the big picture? Vaccinations in the biggest possible picture, and how they, triple parenthesis, they argue about the necessity of vaccination on populational level, on the scale of entire populations, like herd immunity, and you know the keywords. They argue that you must have been vaccinated, you must take vaccines, because if you don't, you put public health at risk. I would like to challenge this argument as if it is presented in good faith, which is merely an assumption. Let me stress it. I assume for the sake of the argument that they are planning to give us legitimate vaccines that do develop immunity to certain illnesses, diseases, infections. Infections. So this is an assumption. And I argued before that, that's another point. You see, everything is connected. I can't help myself but digressing time and time again. When you take a vaccine in a government hospital, how do you know they gave you a vaccine? There is absolutely no means at your disposal by which you can verify what substance was injected into your bloodstream or into your muscle. You must understand it very, very firmly. When they give you a shot, you have no means to know what is the content of this syringe. Let that sink in. Let that sink in very, very thoroughly. The only method, not to guarantee, but at least to try to ensure that you are receiving a medication, a substance that is claimed to be given to you, is to go to a private doctor, a doctor who risks his reputation, a doctor who risks your good attitude towards him, who risks relations with you, maybe, people whom you trust, and people who trust you. They value this mutual trust, and they could help you to ensure that you are receiving what you are looking for, that this substance is exactly the substance that is printed on the label, and not any other substance. There is no guarantee. Everything could be forged. Everything could be counterfeited. It could be maliciously counterfeited, or it could be a spoiled batch of vaccines. Shit happens. But if you do not have an option to refuse the vaccination, then you lose even this opportunity to verify if you are actually being given a vaccine and not a poison. Because if you are forced to take it, if you have no option to refuse, what is the incentive for them to give you what you expect? your expectations lose any significance because you cannot act upon your expectations. You are being forced to take whatever you are given. That's my point against forcible anything, and particularly forcible vaccination, forced vaccination, because force prevents you from verifying the benefits of that shit you are taking. A force nullifies your opinion, and when your opinion is nullified, they can give you poison, and what are you going to do? You can do nothing because the government will break your legs and hands and shot you anyway, because they have force. Only without force, there is a chance to even try at information symmetry. Whenever there is a legitimate pretext, well, not legitimate, non-legitimate, whenever it is legal to use force against you lose any chance to achieve any degree of informational symmetry. It will be always the worst possible information asymmetry known to man, and it will be used against you. And in case of vaccination, it is specifically horrible because it pertains to your health, and it is the process, the very details, the very mechanics of this action introduces very high information asymmetry by design. There is very high level of unavoidable natural information asymmetry, and the government added their superior military force on top of it. Yes, that's it. So let's return to our assumption. No, yes, let's return. Let's return, then digress, then return once more. So we return to our assumption that they are giving you a legitimate vaccine that does indeed develop immunity to certain infections. And then I recall anti-vaxxers who claim that vaccines cause autism and everything and horrible things, and everything is blamed on vaccines. On what information do they blame those effects? I don't question the effects. I question why do they blame it on vaccines? On what information do they blame these ill effects on vaccines? And the idea of vaccination, the idea of affecting immunity of your body, immunity of children's. Why? Do they have any information to put this blame on vaccines? No, they don't. They just assume. So feel the irony, taste it, let it through. Okay, feel the irony. The anti-vaxxers don't trust the government vaccination on the grounds that they believe the government, that they are giving them vaccines. I wouldn't. If I distrust the government, why should I believe that they give me actual vaccines that cause these ill effects? Not once government gave people poison under the guise of vaccines. You cannot blame vaccines for ill effects because you was given poison. So it's like somebody, an imposter, dresses like myself, go around and shoot people, and then people uphold bad reputation for me. Then people people developed bad opinion about myself from the actions of an imposter. That's stupid. So equally stupid to blame vaccines, because you don't know what substance to blame, because it was given to you by a government in an unlabeled syringe by a government employee who, in case he is giving you not the vaccine, is exceptionally motivated to keep his mouth shut. And now we return one last time. Finally, we return to our assumption. So let us assume that there is no malevolence of this level at this stage, that they really, really give you vaccines. And they argue about vaccines. And they are telling you it's your duty to receive vaccination because it is a question of public health. Okay, let us investigate this argument in good faith. If I take this vaccine, I develop this type of immunity, and I will not become ill. And I am less likely to become contagious, to become a bearer of this plague. Good. How does it affect public health? How does it affect the health of another vaccinated person? If I develop this type of immunity, if I develop these properties that protects my that protect my health from this infection, how does it affect health of other vaccinated people? We are perfectly symmetrical in this case. If I cannot pick up this, if I cannot contract this disease, this infection from any source, then they, being also vaccinated with the same vaccine, they cannot contract this disease from me. Imagine everyone is vaccinated and I'm not. I will die of this disease and they should laugh at me. Because no matter what I do, I cannot give them this disease that I contracted because they are all vaccinated. If your claim is true that this vaccine makes me immune, then it makes useless my attempt to give this disease to other people who took this vaccine you offered to me. So if everybody is taking vaccine, then people who don't, they do harm to themselves only. They cannot harm people who take this vaccine, if we believe the original presupposition of the proponents of this vaccine, that this vaccine does work, as claimed. Interesting, interesting. What do they say to that? They usually say that not all people are vaccinated. Some people are not. And if we all are vaccinated, we surround unvaccinated people with this cloud of immunity, so they cannot contract this disease from us because we are all vaccinated. And unless they go great length to reach the natural source of this illness, of this infection, they are safe. So by being all of us vaccinated, we create a cushion, a barrier reef between unvaccinated people and the disease that is thriving outside somewhere. It doesn't seem legit because vaccines don't guarantee you cannot carry this plague. Because, okay, you cannot, this infection cannot develop in your body and effectively spread itself by means of your sickness, by means of a disease in your body. But still, it can be carried passively in multiple ways, and people, unvaccinated people. Okay, but it seems half legit. This argument seems half legit because, indeed, if the majority is vaccinated, it reduces the risk of unvaccinated people to contract this infection. And if it is legit, if it is so, it reveals your really, really evil nature of this argument. The elites insist on vaccinating you so that unvaccinated people could be protected at the cost of your risk of ill effects, of side effects of vaccination, so that the elites can remain unvaccinated.